off right there on the hook. This is my man, my brother, and shout we out actually.
Black geeks, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the
blurs.
All
blur nation, stand up.
Stand up.
You're not a blur.
I thought I was gonna fake it like a mug.
No, I'm not gonna let you fake it.
All right. So we are what? The second week into the movie Avengers Endgame.
We're in the Endgame, baby.
Trash game.
Yeah, we have a critic, and then we have a fan. Do we have a fan?
I'm a fan of Marvel, but I don't think I'm a fan of this movie. To me, it was kind of, it didn't live up to Infinity War.
Cringe.
Infinity War.
It was every bit of cringe.
Well, I personally thought that it was the best movie ever made. So, you know, I have no problem being the oddball in this conversation. I think Stan Lee right now would be very, very proud of the amazing efforts that Disney has put into it. You know, Stan Lee is literally the Steve Jobs of Disney right now at this point. And since he's no longer here, maybe, you know, the people who wrote this movie and produced it were not geeks. But for what they had to work with and what they've done,
he's defending non-geeks who get involved with geek expo. He's defending it right now because he's part of that community.
All his information.
He don't know nothing, y'all.
Hey, listen. All his information is from the movie.
Right. Where is he going with
this? We'll bring on the argument here. All
right. We'll bring on the argument. All
right. So that's what this story is from me. I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to these other critics in the room.
So did you see, you seen Infinity Wars, right?
I saw the same movie you saw.
Did you see any other of the Marvel collection so far?
Were
you serious when you said you liked Endgame?
Endgame was an excellent movie. I think that they weren't paid enough. $1 billion was not enough over a weekend. It should have been twice that.
This dude like the Trump supporter. He got a it's a Endgame.
That's how I feel about it.
Right. Okay, so
the
beginning of the movie was really good. I felt like it was really good, and the reason why is because it was relatable.
You liked the beginning of that movie?
Yeah, because it was relatable. You're like about when tragedy strikes.
Spoil alerts. Do not listen to this podcast if you have not watched Endgame.
I'm glad you started off.
Yeah.
I just realized that because I was about to give a humongous spoiler.
I was getting ready to give it,
but I mean, who hasn't seen it?
Yeah, yet. It's been 2 weeks. If you don't need to be screaming spoiler at this point. Like, it's your fault you haven't seen
like,
it.
Like, you like to be the wrong person looking. Well, I can't say.
Oh, you can't. You cannot say that. You cannot say that.
I just dropped the new N-word.
Hey, did you hear about that dude who got his ass beat for yelling spoilers?
I really don't like
theater.
Y'all right now because you called me.
Did I really?
And you just called me all types of things. Like, I literally sat right here, and the type of energy I'm getting is if I just said Black Lives Don't Matter. That's what type of energy I'm getting right now.
I'm telling you, the way you feeling now, don't join a black nerd group on Facebook because you will get grilled.
Well, I literally just saw the movie.
I feel like I'm not worthy.
For the first time, I saw the movie last night.
Tell me, you're going to what you thought.
And I was upset because I waited so long to see it. I'm going to go and see it again. Just so that they could get more money.
Definitely.
What? For their efforts on this movie. So what did I think about the movie? Man, first of all, shout out to Thanos, you know, trying to change the world.
The universe, man.
The universe, yeah. You know, I understood where he was coming from. Mm-hmm. He was passionate.
Genocide. That is funny,
though. You know, I always said, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. Mm-hmm. And just like Spider-Man fell and disappeared in Infinity Wars, everybody else in Thanos' army fell and disappeared. I was sad for Thanos. I literally cried because the man had so much love for his idea.
He's an abomination. And I'm just playing.
For that being said,
it's called a deviant, though.
For that being said, I don't make me a bad person. I just understood that he was passionate about what he believed. And that's not, you know, unfortunately, he was
his even. His passion was to kill millions, thousands, trillions.
And it was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible. I'm not going to lie. What he did was terrible.
But you're saying his cause of why he was doing it.
Yes. You know, in the world, we live in a world that is terrible. And I know that sounds like some dumb shit I'm saying right now. But you think about it.
I'm sitting here replaying the movie in my head. That shit was dumb, bro. The whole movie, man.
What you mean? His mean? You know his meaning in the comic books for why he was doing it is different from in the movie, right?
No, I did not know that.
You know, in the actual comics, the reason why he wanted to kill everybody is because he was actually in love with a deity that is death. And he was trying to win her love by giving her more, you know, death. Mm. He was literally in love with death. So that's kind of fucked up.
It is. Ready to destroy half the universe.
Bro, he was trying to get death's cheeks, bro. Can we talk about death?
Oh, like death, you're death. Like death. Wow.
I make a clap.
You're trying to clap her cheeks.
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
Bitch, what you want me to do? Kill half the universe? Bitch, I will do that.
Like if Beyonce was death. It would be like snap. That's how people.
That's a good example.
Like I need to do what? Okay, yeah. So,
however,
you know, no disrespect to Jay.
My wife, you know, I love her so. You know, Beyonce, if she was deaf though, that would be a good reason to kill the universe. I'm just
Beyonce one half the universe dead.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Love you, Jay-Z. Shout out. All right, so check this out, man. I'm going to tell you some of the issues that I had, and I'm going to let the real nerds in the room talk about it. Here's the issue that I had. Uh-huh. Love the movie, but this is just one thing that I noticed that really, like, confused me. In Endgame, Thor gives Captain America... What do you call his hammer? What's the nerd term for that?
Is it Ymir? I think it is Ymir.
He gives him the hammer.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, like off attack or something. Yeah.
Which is basically the weapon that only special people from Asgard, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
What I mean by special people, this is what I mean by special people. Thor... literally had to be chosen by that weapon. And he had to be worth it, right?
Yeah.
He spent one movie alone trying to pick up that thing and couldn't.
That is true.
All right. And with no problem, Cap was able to pick it up. I get it.
No, but he did try to lift it before. This was a lot of
Captain America?
Yeah. Which movie was that? Which movie was that when he was having all of them pick the hammer up? I think it was the first one. Avengers Age of Ultron is what it was.
But I get it, you know.
And Cap lifted a little bit. It shook.
Okay.
And then Thor's face was like...
But he wasn't supposed to be like slam hitting how he was doing. Like, he was doing it literally.
Well, Ymir grants anybody the power that gets it, like the power of thunder. So he was like Captain America plus Thor.
How? How did he get the power of thunder? I didn't see
it. It grants them the power of thunder.
That's cool. You know, my argument was not that he...
I just honestly, let me just say it. Captain America get too much clout. Oh, he get way listen, too much clout.
Listen, back in the day, nobody liked Captain America. If you like
why not?
You just said that Black Lives don't matter.
Captain America
don't matter. Hey, man, I don't care what nobody say. Captain America's ass, bro. I have never liked him, bro.
He's a super soldier.
Wow.
And one thing that was really cringe was how he was giving hands to Thanos. Thanos putting everybody on their ass.
This is where I was going with this.
Okay,
all right. I'm gonna let you go there, okay. But let me just lay my platform for you to build on that a little bit. But here's my thing.
America's ass.
Here's my problem. All right. So let's say he's.
It's funny now.
Evidently, he's the people's champ. You know, a lot of people love Captain America, or
if
at least
Kurt Angle was the Rock. Bro. All right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. For those fans who love Captain America, let's just give that to them, right?
Right.
He's running around here like he's the God of Thunder at this point. This is what I'm seeing in the movie. But then, on top of that, Thor has his new weapon.
That's not even his, though. This Beta Ray Bill's hammer. You don't care.
Whoever hammer this is, he has an upgrade, and this is the same hammer he used to hit Thanos in the chest in Infinity War. Am I right?
Right, yeah. It's called Stormbringer is the name of the hammer.
That's the name of the hammer. Stormbringer. Yeah. So he takes Stormbringer, and it's this amazing scene at the end of the movie. He thrusts this axe.
Pause.
Straight into this man's chest. Mm-hmm. And at this point, correct me if I'm wrong, Thanos had every single stone when this happened.
Yeah, he did.
You see why I'm saying the movie's ass.
So then, you see what I'm saying here, right?
Yeah.
Now,
it don't make sense.
End game. Going to the end of this movie.
Snap.
Now check this out.
It don't make sense.
Oh,
now, Captain America.
They kind of killed off Thor's character. Kind of made him like.
Yeah, that's
it don't matter. I don't. I'm not giving that to them. I'm gonna tell you why. And I'm the person rooting for the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving that to them. I'm gonna tell you why. Captain America is running around here like a baby Thor. What the hell? Thor don't need to be in shape at this point. The way that Captain America is fighting.
You said the hammer grants all the power you need.
And then While Iron Man and Captain America are running around keeping this dude occupied, why couldn't Thor just one more time, don't even do it in his face, come up behind Thanos' back and hit him in the back the same way? Better yet, aim for the head like you did at the beginning of the movie.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Be truthful.
And hold on, before you say that, I just want to make sure this part is understood.
Right.
They're doing this, and at this point, Thanos has no stones.
Right.
He has no stones, and he's beating the shit out of them.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm going to pass
it. Yeah, hey, that's a big plot hole. Like, Thanos was like, hey, they beat me in the future. Bring me some of them. Alien steroids. Because he came back better than when he had the stones.
At this point, he didn't even need the stones.
He didn't.
Beating the shit out of all three of them.
About how Captain America got his ass beat by his younger self, but then was laying hands on Thanos.
Yeah. That's true.
Like,
his younger self was whooping his ass.
Yeah,
literally. His ass.
That was America's ass.
It was America's ass.
I'm from the hood.
Oh, we in the air.
You gonna have to edit.
Too bad that shit.
Oh, this gonna be shut down. Oh, this racism is killing me.
Right there, that was shut down.
It's many plot holes in this movie, man. Many, many plot holes. The biggest plot hole in this movie. First off, for anybody that's a fan of movies, for anybody that's a writer, because I consider myself a writer, I can make some pretty amazing stories. Yeah, shout out to Disney. Y'all should hire me. Y'all movies will sell. But I don't know what they doing.
He's shooting his shot to this.
Hey, do you blame me? Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you're still amongst those stars, bro. But look, but real talk. Listen.
He's shitting on them and saying hi to me at the same time.
Hey, man, you see what's up with him doing? Look how Sonic look, man. Don't look. Anybody, bro.
Who is that, Disney?
No, Sonic, I'm just saying, like, these movies that's coming out now, there's no emphasis being put on anything.
And then the reboots.
It's terrible.
Reboot.
The characters don't be looking like the characters. It's like, they hired, like, just get him. He knows how to shoot. He don't know the source material.
Go back to what you were saying. You was making a really good point.
About what? Which part?
Before you got to the part. Anyway,
when you're writing a story, there's something that you know that usually when you write yourself into something you can't get yourself out of, the solution is the time button. Oh, time travel. Because it's like what they did in Infinity War is they messed up everything so much. They really low-key did not know how they were going to get themselves out of this. They didn't know. But somebody proposed time travel. But that's the easiest way to rewrite something that you wrote that's almost impossible to change, to undo. Yeah, so that's what happened with the time travel. But even in that time travel, but this is the thing that really tripped me out. They literally shitted on Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. about they plot holes in Back to the Future, but they movie got even worse.
I think it has made history in the plot
holes. Yeah, it has made history in plotting them holes. Well, they out there digging them holes like Shia LaBeouf.
Crow said, like the movie industry. I was just imagining, like, time travel being a big red button. Like, they wrote themselves in a corner. Time travel!
And everybody in there was like, brilliant!
I'm telling you, listen, that's how it happened. I'm telling you. Like, Charlie off of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, time travel! And, like, they all went for it. That was dope. Listen, but there was other ways. I mean, they could have got the made it so they fought Thanos and all they got was the time stone, but they never showed that you can actually physically time travel with the time stone. They showed reversing time a little bit, and then they showed being able to see the future.
Well, I'm going to go on record to just say that when it came to time travel, Endgame might have been the best movie ever made in existence when it came to that. Only because, you know, they included concepts from other movies.
I mean, yeah, that was good writing, but you can't shit on another movie and your movie is fucked up. Like,
I mean, you know,
get out of your house.
You know, at this point, you know,
I felt like Hawk was trying to convince the audience.
He knew he wasn't making sense. Right. They just still trying to listen,
convince the audience, like, this shit isn't going to make sense. And we're just going to let you know this shit is about to not make sense.
But I guarantee you that the part when Hawk said, was explaining their time travel. They had that argument in them writing, when they were writing. Yeah. When you go back, that's no longer your value. You can't undo that because that's your past.
Yeah.
They had that argument, but the thing about that is they created plot holes. Like, nobody's really dead in Marvel.
So, do you feel like, because of what was said, that someone from Back to the Future script should clap back?
I mean, oh yeah, Michael J. Fox, man.
I love Michael J. Fox. I love Back to the Future. He's a really good actor. Wolf Boy.
Oh yeah, oh, Team yeah. Wolf.
Team awesome. Wolf. You know.
Don't redo that. No reboot.
No more reboots. But yeah, and.
Somebody should clap back. Somebody should. Someone from their whole,
Doc,
whoever was part of their team.
Doc should clap back.
Yes.
If I was Doc, I'd do a video as Doc saying how y'all time travel don't make sense.
Because they pretty much said that Back to the Future was bullshit, right?
Somebody should find Doc and tell him he should get on Instagram
and clap
back to the whole Marvel industry and tell them, like, hey, don't call me out on my shit and your shit stank. Like, right. Your shit really stank.
And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into how it don't make sense. I know people probably like, how it don't make sense. I mean, it makes sense to me. But it's something you probably didn't notice that she got the answers.
Their meeting.
You made another point earlier.
What?
And I wanted to make sure that we touched on this point. It was about Robert Downey Jr. after he snapped his fingers when he had the stones.
Oh, man. I was going to say that for last. That's the grand finale. Yes.
If I was able to put visuals to this podcast, I would add to that scene a breakaway to Scary Movie where he was like, this is my
cousin. No, but like, seriously.
Like, now this might sound fucked up, but am I the only person who laughed
when
he was in that corner with that burnt up oar?
You laughed too?
You were probably the only person that laughed.
Come on! I wasn't laughing because he was in pain. I was laughing at the fact that them stones didn't fuck him up more than what they did.
Man, you know what? Listen, Marvel. If I had wrote that part, the best way to have did that is after the snap, Robert Downey Jr. should have just faded away just like that Thanos. And that would have made
that.
It. But the way he did it, they should have reversed it. They tried to reverse it when Peter went over there and talked to Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, are you okay? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would have made it more dramatic. Like, before he turned to dust, like, he turned black. Mm-hmm. That would have made everybody in the theater fucking cry.
But can we talk about, why does the Stones do that to people?
Because they can't take it. You're a lesser being. You're not a god.
Oh,
you can't, so why didn't they that just is, let that's Thor why, do it?
The, huh?
Because Thor was supposedly the, like
out of shape.
Out of,
see, this is why I said.
No, I do you one better. Don't. Why? I do you one better. I do you one better. Captain Marvel could have did it when she had the gauntlet flying
around. Sure could have.
And she's stronger than everybody.
Thank you.
Plots,
you
know, just what? All over. Plot holes everywhere. You get a plot hole. You get a plot hole.
And I'm not going to even lie. No, you nerds might know this.
Said that like we a whole other species. Right. You nerds might know this.
At this point, you guys need a flag.
What?
Like, representing our people.
Like, let me just say this.
It was the nerds that did it.
Someone was ready to kill me not too long ago when I said a perfect way to fix this problem is if Disney and whoever it was that wrote the X-Men movies.
Fox.
Came together. Now, the Disney, they're probably too far into this to even had considered doing that.
What?
They were probably too far into Endgame to even had considered doing that at that point. But they're now owned by Disney. Is that correct?
Disney made a deal with Fox, 20th Century Fox, to get back the rights for certain characters. Like, now, later on in the future, a lot of people don't know, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver is Magneto's children. The chick that lift Thor up,
yeah,
that's Magneto's children. But they couldn't say that.
Oh,
they couldn't say that.
They lift Thor or Thanos. They lift Thanos up.
They lift Thanos up. They couldn't say that because they didn't own the rights for the X-Men. But they own the rights for those characters.
So they're actually X-Men characters.
They're actually mutants. Yeah, they're mutants.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
At this point, he realized.
I'm just saying. I'm still waiting on them to do an X-Men and
Avengers crossover.
Avengers crossover.
Secret Wait, you hear that, Disney? Secret Wars, baby. Secret Wars. But this is the thing. They can do that now. And I think this is what Endgame was really about, and that's why it was so rushed. And plus, a lot of people don't know it, but I really do.
Whoa. What do you mean it was rushed?
Endgame was rushed.
It was rushed. It was definitely rushed.
It was rushed, bro. It wasn't like Infinity War. Infinity War was better, bro. I'm telling you, man.
I disagree.
I invested a lot of time into this series, and Endgame being the ending of it, I was very disappointed because it's kind of like,
when you say you invested, what did you do? Emotionally invested?
Emotionally, I went to the movies. I went to premiere nights.
Scrabby eggs.
but like it just wasn't like the build. Like I've been building up since 2012 for this great ending, and it just wasn't. It just wasn't it.
She sound like a girl explaining when a dude do all that talking. He laid in bed like.
That's exactly what it was like.
Wow.
That's exactly what it was like.
Wow.
All that talking he laid, bro.
Exactly, like it just wasn't.
It was rushed, and I think they really tried to. And even when it came to like, at the end, if you look before Robert Downey Jr. snapped the fingers, I don't know if I was tripping, but it looks like the effects wasn't all the way done. That looked like a normal hand a little bit. Was I the only one that noticed that?
You said it didn't.
It looked like a normal hand.
Like a normal hand.
When they showed his hand,
yeah, before he snapped. It didn't look like he had.
How the hell did he get those stones on his hand?
Okay,
no,
this
it was magnetic in the.
Remember, because it was the tech that he used.
Yeah.
Remember, his new suit is nanotech.
You know that glove that Thanos had.
It was his tech. It was his tech. It wasn't Thanos.
So it was
kind of
like a magnetic thing, like when he touched Thanos' hand.
Oh, it was his tech, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for everybody that's wondering, I was explaining this before. The reason why the Hulk had such a hard time to do his snap. It's because he was trying to bring Black Widow. And that's my understanding. Like, he was telling Steve, like, hey, I really, really tried when I was bringing everybody else back. I tried to bring her back. I think that's why it hurted him so much, because
that
he was trying.
So stupid that Hulk went through all of that trying to snap his fingers doing those two things. And Robert Downey Jr. It should have made him employ.
Yeah,
employed.
Yeah,
just,
you're right.
I agree. Well, I'm going to say this. I understand they wanted to end the game. But I'm going to tell you this. Wolverine would have had a much better time snapping his fingers than the rest of them.
You know, you just really...
Mic drop.
He just
you really do think that?
Like the X-Men.
You really do think... You, so what you think? He would have lost all his skin and grew back? Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because his brain is protected by the adamantium.
He just really wants that crossover.
You really want that? But I heard Hugh Jackman is done. You don't want to play Wolverine anymore.
Man, I'm going to tell you this.
That makes me sad.
How many times...
Old though, man.
How many times have we heard somebody say that they retired, but they come back with that with the proper amount of check? Disney, cut that check, man. Get that man that money. We need to see that movie. We need to see that hybrid.
Who do you think would be a good Wolverine now?
They need to go ahead and give Hugh Jackman $1 billion so he can go ahead and play that role.
And give him his yellow costume.
Yes.
Give it to him. Give it the power that is rightfully
his. We have not seen the yellow yet. Have we seen him?
The blue and yellow.
Has he worn the yellow yet?
No, he's yet to have worn it.
How y'all gonna let that man retire before he actually wear the actual come on, man.
The yellow is...
I ain't a nerd and I know that.
Have you seen the version that they made that's like the real one? It ain't gonna be no, you know, like the Spider-Man suit. A lot of people like Spider-Man gonna look extremely dumb in them tights. They don't have to make it look like that. You picture him in some pretty much...
Banana and pajamas.
It's not going to be like that. You got to get the vision. You got to visualize. Yeah, visualize. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The plot hole that we was talking about time, going back to that, because we never got to explain that. In other words, in most time, how time travel works in most movies, when you go back in time and change something, it has a ripple effect in the future. Like Butterfly Effect or like Back to the Future, the biggest time travel movie ever, or Time Cop. And but what you gotta understand is anybody that watched Dragon Ball Z, shout out to Dragon Ball. Infinity War's time travel is more like Dragon Ball Z. The Trunks. Like when you go to the future, go to the past, you create an alternate timeline. And Endgame is literally like anybody that watched Dragon Ball Super. Endgame is equivalent to Goku Black
arc. Dragon Ball didn't do that first, by the way.
Who did it first?
Family Guy. Stewie did it first.
No, Dragon Ball's been out way longer than Family Guy, bro.
Yes, but the concept of travel, Stewie did it first.
No, he did not. You want me to say it like, No, he did not! Yes, he did! Dr. King! But yeah, the thing is, when you go back in time, it doesn't create a ripple effect. So what takes place is you are no longer in the same timeline. So what I say by it's a plot hole is when Steve Rogers went back in time and stayed there, and he came back, he wasn't on the platform, giving the indication that he had waited out his whole life and then showed up there, like walked there. You get what I'm saying? That's the indication that it gave. But if that is the indication that they were going for, that's wrong. Because technically, even if he did show up at that same park, they wouldn't have been there because they don't exist anymore in the same timeline.
Oh.
So that's why that's a big plot hole that don't make sense. Now, if he would have came back on the platform in his suit old, that would have made way more sense. Because he stayed there and waited all that time because he said he can use all the time he needs. So he just stayed there, and then at the last moment, he decided to go back and tell them that he stayed. But by the time he remembered to go back, he'd had so much fun that he was old. And then this other thing, but a lot of people peep this. Captain America's, Chris Evans' career is never over because they can use the method that the Incredible Hulk discovered with time travel to make him young again.
I don't know. I felt like that whole part was just reaching.
Which part?
I'm talking about Cap getting old. I didn't really feel like that was like
necessary.
That was their way because Chris Evans' contract is up. So they want you think he should have just died off with Robert Downey. You know what they should have did? Robert Downey should have got the glove and him and Robert, when he snapped, just like Guardians of the Galaxy, he was holding on to Iron Man to keep him from dying, but they both end up dying from the impact. Yeah, that would have been way better. Yeah. That would have been way better.
Transfer of energy, because that's a real thing.
But they did that in Guardians of the Galaxy. A lot of people don't know that because Star-Lord, who is half Celestial, you don't know about the Celestials. Celestials are pretty much the makers of the X-Men, too.
Did you just tell me I don't know about the Celestials?
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to argue about whether or not I know about the Celestials?
Do you know about the Celestials?
No, I don't know. About the
But yeah, the Celestials are like, you know who Galactus is? Silver Surfer's enemy.
Yes, I do.
They're stronger than him. Get that concept in your mind. Galactus made the Silver Surfer. So the Celestials are like pretty much like gods. The gods. Not Thor gods. We talking about like
God's gods.
Like I made the universe. I created this. Like Sam Green. You know what I'm saying? But
the thing is, never mind. That was a revolving reference.
But that would be, wait a minute. That wouldn't work because that would be the devil. Never mind. Scratch that. But Star-Lord is half... Star-Lord is half Celestial, and he couldn't even take an Infinity Stone by himself. At the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, it took all of the Guardians of the Galaxy to touch each other to keep him from dying. So that should give you an idea how strong the Infinity Stones are. Like, he literally looked like he was on fire, like he had purple fire on
him. I think that's just so amazing that Stan Lee had the idea of putting those stones throughout all of Marvel series. Mm-hmm. Like even even War of the Gems, wasn't it about...
That's the same thing. War of the Gems is Infinity War.
Infinity Stones, right? Yeah, Infinity Stones. That's X-Men War of the Gems.
Yeah, they were in it.
That's why it makes...
That's why nobody don't like it. That's why a lot of people are mad, because it's really not the whole story. And Adam Warlock.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no Adam Warlock.
How can you have a war of Infinity Wars but not have the X-Men involved in it?
Right.
It upsets me.
It don't make sense. It's like all that, what's all that going on in New York? Like people, but you know what? That's the thing about superhero movies. Like when you watch stuff like Aquaman and you got all this stuff going on, it's like, where are the other heroes when this stuff is happening? They did kind of explain that in some of the Marvel movies, because they would show, like, during their, like, Ant-Man was a good example. Like, where was Ant-Man at when the Thanos thing was happening? He was dealing with his own stuff, and he was stuck in the quantum zone. So he couldn't really help anybody. Mm-hmm. Which was a good example of, like, oh, he didn't help because he was busy doing something else. Mm-hmm. And I like when they do movies like that. But a lot of times in superhero movies, when they get their standalone film, it's like this apocalyptic thing happening. And then you're thinking, like, while this is happening, where's everybody else?
Right.
Like, you don't see this on the news? Like, you're not going to show up? Yeah, which never made sense to me. It's like
plot. Like I know they can't really, until the contracts and everything settle, but you can't like leave an Easter egg or like something, like a group of dudes, like a group of people
talking about it,
like maybe show the back of their heads or something, but you right. But it looked like the X-Men, but you know, like, okay, they could, you know,
but how they did it in Deadpool too.
What they do?
But he was. That's why Deadpool 2 is so good, or Deadpool period, because they always hinting. Because they always hinting at how the X-Men, all of the X-Men was never in the movie, and in Deadpool 2 they finally showed it. Like, mm-hmm. They didn't want to be bothered with Deadpool, mm-hmm. And Charles Xavier knew he was in the house and they hid. And like, it's a part where Deadpool was like, "Why is it always none of the X-Men?" Then they show the X-Men, and he's like, "Look." He's like, look, they show Charles. He's like, hurry up and close the door. And they close the door. And Scott, everybody's in there. They don't want to be bothered with Deadpool because he's annoying. You know, you know what I'm saying?
And he a fence straddler.
He don't know if he's a bad guy or a good guy. He is totally a fence straddler.
So, my point was just proving by what y'all said. It was doable.
Yeah.
They should. That's a good point. They should. Yeah,
have you know what? I'm going to tell you what ruins everything, money. But go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
Right, the fans deserve to get what we want and see what we want. But all these people who really don't even watch it, don't even care about it, is getting away of our fantasies. Let us have what we want.
Give it.
Oh, sorry about that.
What else? Well, let's talk about more plot holes. What's another plot hole we spoke about?
Can we talk about how they sent Hawkeye?
Oh, Hawkeye and Black Widow. Go ahead. You can cover
that. You know, that, and I don't know if that's like pre-writing for another movie, but I just really thought that was assholish to send them there. They sent two people. You know, that would have been an easy way to kill off Captain America. They could have sent Captain America and the Silver, was it the Silver Soldier? The Winter Soldier. What's his name?
Bucky.
They could have sent Cap and Bucky, and they could have fought, and one of them could have flew off the edge. It could have been, you know, Captain America, and Bucky could have took over as Captain
Thinking
America.
Thinking that word that I want to say, I can't say it again, but yeah.
That was a good point, too. Yeah, that was another way they could have killed off Cap.
Yeah, but, like, to make Hawkeye...
But, you know, but people don't really get that because they never showed it, but they're hinting at Black Widow and Hawkeye actually had a romance.
Mm-hmm.
They were in love.
Yeah.
But because of him in Infinity War, because of losing his parents, he couldn't, I mean, his wife
family.
And children, like, he could never settle. She was like a settle type thing. That's why she was crying when she was talking to War Machine. She was like, can you try? Can we talk about Scarlett Johansson's acting? She's a fantastic actor. She was convincing when she was crying about telling War Machine to find him. Mm-hmm. She was convincing. The look, while she was eating, that was good acting. She's a good actor. Scarlett Johansson's an excellent actor.
She also has America's Real Ass.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
You agree with Scarlett Johansson?
But that
been,
but that would have been sexist.
You can't agree because Release is going to hear
it. On record saying such things.
I've heard such things like Dave Chappelle.
Nice try, Miriam.
But yeah, I just thought that was really messed up and like.
But that was a good point, though. That would have been a good way to kill him off.
How did they not know that somebody had to die? To get the soul stone.
Yeah, that is a plot. Because Gamora died. Like,
yeah, everybody knew Gamora died.
And then it would be something if Nebula wasn't there, but Nebula was the main person that knew that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Yeah. Big plot.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, that was a big one for me.
Now what is she?
Who?
She a robot?
She's half robot, half.
She's half robot.
Half,
but you know what? I'm not sure if that's his biological daughter or if he adopted her.
I think she was adopted too.
Yeah, but she was a cyborg because every time she fought with her sister and she lost, he would remove a part from her.
Yeah, every time she fought.
That's why she hated her so
Gamora.
Much.
Gamora, yeah. Gamora would beat her, and you know, and I think they showed that in the movie when she lost a fight to Gamora in that movie in Endgame. And before she had that eye freak out thing, I felt like he was getting ready to go take a limb or something because she lost that fight to Gamora in the movie.
Was they fighting? I thought they were on a mission.
Something happened where Gamora saved her.
Galaxy of the Guardians of the Galaxy 1 or 2, they had it in there.
Well, they had saves from...
She saved her during a mission they were doing. They wasn't fighting each other. They were fighting other things.
Something happened in Endgame where before her eye freaked out.
They were fighting. They were on a planet. Doing what they do.
Yeah, you tripping.
Maybe I need to go back and watch it. But I felt like Thanos was getting ready to lay hands on Nebula at that scene for some reason. He wasn't? You sure?
You're high. Give me
that. The cannabis. That, what do you say on Office? That's Northern Lights. No, it's weed. But yeah. Okay. What else? Did we cover everything? Any more models?
No, but can we talk about how Stark got to go back and talk to his dad? I thought that was pretty cool.
That was sweet.
That was awesome. And it was a lot of, you know, CGI.
I think me and you can relate to that, Eli, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? With the way that Tony Stark's described his dad, it kind of sounded like dad, too. It sounded like dad. Like, because dad, he's like, he's real strict. He never, like, hugged me. He never, like, told me how he feels. And that's how dad was. So that scene kind of hit home. Like, if I ever went back in time and met dad when he was my age, like, I would probably respond the way Tony responded. Like,
and let's talk about how, like, when you're never really I really like how the movie showed, like, you're never really the same person. You know, like, as you get older, like the younger Captain America was different from the older Captain America. The older Stark, which I said this, Stark reminded me a lot of you in Endgame because he's like all about his family and he's with his daughter and he's with his woman. And it's like, you know, Stark was an arrogant, like, little piece of shit when he was younger.
No disrespect.
We love you. You're great. You're awesome. You know,
when you was younger, you was Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rashawn and Barry thought it was funny to say I was Thor, bro. Listen. Let myself go. I love cake and beer.
And video games.
And video games.
That was Thor's big thing in the Thor movie.
He went from being God.
I felt about that one.
I didn't like how they killed off Thor's sexiness just to let Stark die off.
Are you woman-splaining?
I am woman-splaining right now. That movie needed eye candy, and yes, Captain America's attractive, and Stark had his own thing going on, but Thor was just like that. Y'all not liking this content?
No, go ahead.
I didn't like how they it just wasn't necessary, like, to do that to Thor. And it was necessary for their writing, but I just felt like if they had left Thor, like, the way he was, or if Thor could really show his godly skills and has fixed himself, like, you know, right before the battle.
No. I got an idea. You know how they should have did Thor? Because they said he was mentally unstable. They should have found him in a crazy house. And nobody believed he was Thor because he had no powers. Because remember, he didn't have his hammer. He's like, I'm still worthy. I would have made him crazy. Still in shape, but in a straitjacket. Like, I'm the God of Thunder. Like, yeah, people in there are like, yeah, sure. But you know what? That probably wouldn't make sense because people kind of know he's
Thor.
But,
I don't know.
They could. Yeah.
The heroes are like stars.
Yeah, the heroes are like stars.
But did we cover everything? I think that's everything.
I don't know why y'all talking like we had things planned.
We didn't.
It was a lot of things.
Hold on, I'm trying to think. There is something else that was like plotty.
It was too much political cringe.
You didn't like. Mary said it was too much social justice.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Like
they were trying to please everybody. Like the part where he's like, okay, first of all, Captain Marvel is like badass. She's like one of the most, she don't need help. Let me just put it that way. She can take down any enemy by herself. So when Thanos is talking to her, like, yeah, how are you going to take me down? And all the women come and they're like, oh, she has help. It was just so cringe.
I think that scene would have made sense.
It was
more
just so cringe.
Yeah, they kind of forced
then,
that.
And then it was, and what made
you know,
it so in
our
course,
life, she was TT.
I think if the concept they were trying to get across about like women's strength was dope.
But you don't have to do it like that to show women's strength because Scarlet Witch, they show feminine energy and strength without even having to force it. Like,
yeah, I think the togetherness of women and all that was dope. But I agree with Mary when she says that it was too.
You know, what would it made it better?
I didn't have a problem with it. It was the way it was done. Like, how did they all appear in the same spot during that big battle?
Yeah,
if they would have started off the beginning of the battle with that, it would have made more sense.
It was overkill, and then on top of that, she still didn't stop Thanos.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be something different if she
and
stopped Thanos.
And to go back to my point, Captain America with a hammer. I'm saying Thor with that axe.
Right.
Oh, whoa,
that's it.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That is the biggest plot hole that I wanted to discuss. What is the qualifications of being worthy? Because if you pay attention, Thanos wielded Stormbreaker. When Thor called it, he called it, and Thor gave him a look like, oh, he's lifting my hammer. And so I thought it was a righteous thing. So is Thanos really not evil is the question.
Or is the Asgardians evil?
Or is the Asgardians evil? Why is it all of a sudden that Thanos was able to wield Stormbreaker?
It's definitely that you have to be a good person. Because remember in the first...
Vision lifted.
Yeah, Vision lifts it. Yeah. And in the first Thor, remember Thor couldn't lift.
Yeah.
The hammer at one point, and it's because he was a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and he got sent to Earth. He was unworthy. He got sent to Earth.
That's what I'm saying.
It made no sense. He didn't even have the Infinity Stone, so
no,
they can't use that.
He wasn't strong, so what made Thanos worthy enough to hold the hammer? That's another plot hole.
Marvel.
Fuck it up. No, like, seriously. Okay, it was one more. I know it's one more.
I mean, we covered it. We said Captain Marvel.
You know, I was really looking forward to Ant-Man coming out of Thanos' ass.
Okay, I'm done.
I was
on that note. Wow. But I know you was just being like, because they be on the internet going crazy with that meme. But I did want to see.
Man, I forgot what I was gonna say. Hold on.
Whatever. I can't remember. I'm trying to. Oh, Iron Man's Marvel canon. I would have liked to seen that from Marvel versus Capcom when he called that big old cannon. I was hoping they showed that. It would have been awesome if he went like this. Look, put his arm out, and then all of the nanobites formed a big old cannon. And would have shot, or he would have called it. Or when Gwen would have showed up in her suit, she would have tossed it to him like the. Yeah, but we're not even gonna talk about Dr. Banner Hulk. Like, him and Thanos didn't even get the rematch. That was kind of like a waste. Like, Hulk literally didn't do anything barely in this movie. He became comic relief to me more so than Thor. And, yeah, that was a disappointment. But, yeah, I think that's all we got to say now. Hey, if you have any comments, if we missed anything, you know what I'm saying, just let us know. Or if anybody have any other ideas they'd like to hear us talk about, you know what I'm saying, we out.